Time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, and with me, Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Hey, how are we doing this morning?
We are doing great, Gary, on this. That's pretty nice. It's cool, but Thursday morning, I got 28 degrees down here.
Yeah, that's pretty much, we're at 29, so, yeah, you know, ballpark. Yeah. It's going to be nice today. Again, today's going to be the day to kind of, tie all those loose ends up, because Old Man Winters has awoken.
Here he comes, huh?
Here he comes, and he's naked.
Yeah, we got a few days where it's going to be a little chilly, huh?
Oh, yeah. But how's the fishing been on Norfolk?
The fishing has been really good. It's been really good winter, January fishing. Set time, stripers, hybrids, big white bass, largemouth bass. They've all been really good. They've been hungry. They've been feeding. Most everybody I've talked to has gone out. If they haven't got a limit, they've had a very good day, though. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I've seen some pictures Larry Davis posted. They've been
very nice.
Yeah, they've been putting them in the boat. But and now again, what baits have kind of been the chosen one?
I'm gonna say for the stripers hybrids, it's been some live bait. It's been some flicker shad. It's been some. Tater baits, and they've been jigging for them with those, and then guys drop shotting with live bait,
mm-hmm.
and then trolling with some artificial. Some flicker shad guys have done all right with that. So it's a little bit of mixed bag of everything. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the guys, they just sit there with their electronics and they will jig, and they're doing very well. I mean, I see the pictures all the time, and I try to sharing with everybody what's being caught, and there's some nice fish being caught right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of folks too using those A rigs.
Right, they'll troll with the A rigs. Absolutely. Yeah, I see that all the time, and I have guys come in here and I'll buy two or three of them at a time. Well, you get into some 15-20 pound striper, their things get messed up pretty quick.
yeah, that's the thing. A striper can really, they're hard on equipment. The crappie bite, it's been pretty good too, hasn't it?
It has, and that same thing on that mixed bag live bait. Some different colors in Bobby Garland, some different colors in the Tater Bait. And the guys have been doing, 15's the limit. They've been catching 10, 12. A couple of guys I saw had limits. Of course, Borgman, he took people out, and he had limits every day. So that's a different thing. But the bite's back on. And I even with it getting cold like that, if you can venture out and get out there, the fish are biting.
Yeah, I would say, the fishermen are going to slow down with this cold weather that's coming.
Yeah, I've been out in the cold, but I don't think I've been out in this kind of cold that's coming. We've had to tip our rods in the water to get the ice off the eyelids, but this is cold.
Yeah, this is going to be really cold, but that's good stuff. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, the Bayou Resort Facebook page. Always putting information out there. I just put some stuff out there about three tournaments in April. Check that out. And then, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you. And we will venture again to Gamalia, Arkansas, and talk fishing next week. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too.
That's going to be the trick for all of us, is stay warm over the next few days. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, have a good one, Gary.